Be with you.
很高兴在这里与大家一起聚会。
Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers here with us this morning.
祝所有在座的母亲母亲节快乐。
I just want to say to the mothers that as a church we appreciate you, we love you, and we thank God for you.
我想对所有的母亲说，作为一个教会，我们很荣幸你们能够在这里，我们爱你们，我们也为着你们向神献上感谢。
I know we don't say this enough, but we want to take some time to acknowledge you today and let you know how thankful we are for you to have you in our lives.
我知道我们可能说的不够，但是我们想今天特别的告诉你们，我们真的为你们在这里，在我们的生命当中非常的感谢你们。
We appreciate all the small things you've done that have gone unnoticed, and we appreciate all the love and care you've shown us throughout the years.
我们为着那些你们所做的可能没有人知道的小事感谢你们，我们也为着你们在这么多年向我们显示的爱心感谢你们。
And so the Church of Jesus Christ would not be what it is today if it wasn't for the care and love of its mothers.
神的教会如果没有那么多母亲的爱和关怀的话，不会成为今天的样子。
There might be some sitting here today who feel like this day is marked more by sadness than by celebration.
也许在座的一些人可能会觉得今天这个母亲节的日子好像是更让人伤心而不是值得庆贺的日子。
Maybe you're not married or you don't have kids or you've been through some tough family situations.
可能你还没有结婚，或者你没有孩子，或者你经历了一些家庭上的困难。
And for you, what I want you to know is not only do children have mothers, but the church has its mothers as well.
我想让大家知道的是，不仅孩子们有他们的母亲，教会也有他的母亲。
And so motherhood isn't just limited to the earthly family, but it extends out to the family of God as well.
母亲和孩子的关系不仅在我们地上的家庭里面，也在我们和神的关系里面，在神的家里面有。
Listen to the passage we just read from Mark chapter 3, verse 31 through 35.
我们一起来听我们刚才已经读过的马可福音三章三十一到三十五节。
Speaking of Jesus, it says, And his mother and his brothers came, and standing outside, they sent to him and called him, and a crowd was sitting around him. And they said to him, Your mother and your brothers are outside, seeking you.
指着耶稣他说，当下耶稣的母亲和弟兄来，站在外边打发人去叫他。有许多人在耶稣周围坐着，他们就告诉他说，看哪，你母亲和你弟兄在外边找你。
And notice how Jesus responds.
我们来注意看耶稣是怎么回答的。
He says, Who are my mother and my brothers?
他说，谁是我的母亲，谁是我的弟兄。
Verse 34, and looking about at those who sat around him, he said, Here are my mother and my brothers.
在三十四节他说，就四面观看那周围坐着的人说，看哪，我的母亲，我的弟兄。
For whoever does the will of God, he is my brother and sister and mother.
凡遵行神旨意的人，就是我的弟兄姊妹和母亲了。
And so, in this passage, Jesus is saying that his deepest relationships are with his disciples.
所以在这一段当中，耶稣基督告诉我们，他与人最深的关系就是他和门徒们的关系。
He isn't renouncing his earthly family, but he is saying that there's a family that goes deeper than any earthly bonds, and that family is the family of God.
他不是要和他地上的家断绝关系，但是他是在说有一种家庭关系比地上所有的家庭关系更深，那就是在神的家中。
And so for those of you who might feel lonely,
所以对那些可能在现在感到孤单的人，
Maybe you feel sad, I want to encourage you to receive this day as Jesus would have you receive it.
或者你感到伤心的人，我希望你能够度过今天好像耶稣希望你度过今天的方式那样。
If you're a follower of Jesus, you've been brought into the family of God.
如果你是信神的人，你已经被带入神的家中。
And so Jesus loves you, and as a church, we love you, and we pray that you would receive that today.
耶稣爱你，我们作为一个教会，我们也爱你。我希望今天你可以感受到。
What we need to understand this morning is that our identity does not primarily come from if we're married or if we have children. Our identity comes from Jesus and who He says we are.
我希望大家今天早上能够明白我们的身份认同，我们到底是谁，不源自于别人对我们的定义，而是来自于耶稣基督怎么看我们。
And so if you're a disciple of Jesus, you've been grafted into the family of all families.
如果你是耶稣基督的门徒的话，那你就已经是在最好的家中了。
Before you're a mother, you're first a child of God.
在你是你母亲的孩子之前，你首先是神的孩子。
Both married and unmarried people need to remember this.
已婚和未婚的人都要记得这一点。
Jesus looks around at his disciples, and what does he say?
当耶稣四面观看那周围坐着的人，他说什么？
Here are my mother and my brothers.
他说，看哪，我的母亲，我的弟兄。
You're not an outcast. You've been included into God's family, and you've been adopted into the family of God.
你不是没有家的人，你已经被神的家接纳，你被他收养。
For you mothers who feel like you're barely getting by, I pray that you would be refreshed today and that you would experience the freedom that comes from Jesus.
对那些可能在母亲的身份里面过得很辛苦的人，我今天为你们祷告，希望你们今天可以恢复你们的力量，经历从耶稣而来的自由。
Freedom to lay down your burdens at his feet.
那个把你所有的重担放在耶稣基督脚前的自由。
Freedom to be honest with God and with others about how you're really doing.
那个向神也向你周围的人诚实地分享你所经历的、所感受的一切的自由。
Freedom to walk in the fullness of what God has for you.
那个行在主耶稣为你所预备的丰盛的恩典当中的自由。
And in this season, for some of you,That might look like being at home with your child.
而在这个时候，对你们其中的一些人来说，这个辛苦可能是，在家里，就是待在家里，带孩子。
It might look like trying to get by with hardly any sleep.
可能是，在非常缺乏睡眠的情况下面，还要就是，关照各方面的生活。
It might look like learning how to adjust to being empty nesters.
又或者是慢慢适应这个空巢期。
In whatever situation you find yourself in this morning, I pray that you would know how much God loves you and that His grace is sufficient for you in all your weaknesses.
不管你今天早上处在什么样的环境当中，我都为你祷告，希望你明白神有多爱你，知道他的恩典够你用的，他的能力是在你的软弱上显得完全。
That you would allow the difficulties of motherhood to drive you into the arms of Jesus.
我为你祷告，希望你可以，允许，那所有做母亲的困难把你带到神的怀中。
And that you would allow the joys of motherhood to remind you of how good your God is.
你也会容许让所有做身为人母的喜悦，提醒你我们的神有多好。
Let's take a moment as a church and give a hand for our mothers this morning.
我们花一些时间做一个教会，为我们的母亲鼓掌。
For the rest of our time together, I want to focus on the last verse that we read in Mark chapter 3.
在我们剩下的时间，我希望大家一起来关注我们看到的第三章最后一节。
The title of this sermon is Finding Out God's Will.
我们今天正道的题目是如何明白神的旨意。
And so listen to what Jesus says in Mark 3:35.
所以我们来看耶稣基督在三十五节所说的。
For whoever does the will of God, he is my brother and sister and mother.
凡遵行神旨意的人就是我的弟兄姐妹和母亲了。
And so if what it means to be in the family of God is that you do the will of God, the question arises, what is the will of God?
所以如果说成为神家中的一份子是要我们去遵行他的旨意的话，那么我们就很自然地带出一个问题，那什么是神的旨意呢？
Listen to what Jesus says in a parallel passage in Luke chapter 8, verse 21.
我们来看在路加福音八章二十一节对同一个事件的记载。
Jesus says it like this, My mother and my brothers are those who hear the word of God and do it.
耶稣回答说听了神之道而遵行的人就是我的母亲我的弟兄了。
And so from these passages, we can say what it means to do the will of God is to be someone who hears the word of God and does it.
所以从这些经文当中我们可以看到什么叫做遵行神的旨意就是我们首先要听神的道然后呢我们要照着去做。
In other words, doing the will of God means to be obedient to the word of God.
换句话说遵行神的旨意意味着你要顺服神的话语。
And so in the general sense, this is what it means to do the will of God.
所以在广义上面来说这就是如何遵行神的旨意。
But what most people want to know is, how do I find out God's will for my own life?
但是大多数人想要知道的是我怎么知道神在我具体的生活当中的旨意呢?
I understand the general sense of God's will, but what about the specifics?
我知道广义上面神的心意是这样子的,但是具体而言呢?
What school should I go to?
我应该去哪个学校?
What should I major in?
我应该选哪个专业?
What job should I take?
我应该选哪一份工作?
Where should I move?
我应该搬到哪里?
Who should I marry?
我应该嫁给谁? 我娶谁?
These are the questions that many of us are facing or will face in the future.
这些是我们正在面临或者是将来会要面对的问题。
I want to give you some things from Scripture that have helped me in discerning the will of God.
我希望跟大家分享一些经文来帮助我们明白神的心意。
The first thing has to do with what we just mentioned.
第一件事情我们其实刚才已经提到了。
And that is this.
这就是。
In order to discover the will of God, you must respond to the Word of God.
如果你要明白神的旨意的话，你要回应神的话语。
I want to elaborate on this a little bit more because all the points I'm going to give you flow from this point.
我想花多一点时间在这上面，因为今天我的所有的重点都是从这个点而来的。
The first call on us in discovering God's will is to respond to the Word of God.
让我们能够明白神旨意的第一步就是我们要能够回应神的话语。
And first and foremost, that means obeying Christ's command to repent of our sins and believe the gospel.
那首先就是遵行神的命令，就是我们要认罪，悔改，然后相信福音。
It means to put our faith in Jesus.
就把我们的信心放在耶稣里面。
God's will for us is that we would be born again.
神向着我们的旨意就是我们要重生。
That we would have a new heart with new desires and that we would delight to do His will.
好叫我们有一颗新的心在我们里面，有一个新的渴望，是要遵行他的旨意的。
The person who has not received a new heart through the gospel is a person who desires to do their own will.
如果一个人没有从福音领受这颗新心的话，那他的渴望就是要按照他自己的心意来做。
But the person who has come to Jesus has surrendered their will to His.
但是来到耶稣基督面前相信他的人是把他的旨意放在我们自己的旨意之前。
They echo what the psalmist declared in Psalm 40 verse 8, I delight to do your will, O my God, your law is within my heart.
就好像诗篇中四十章八节所说的我的神啊，我乐意照你的旨意行，你的律法在我心里。
And so notice the connection to the word being in his heart and his desire to do God's will.
我们这里要注意是这个神的律法在我们心里和我们心甘情愿乐意照他旨意行的关系。
The person who treasures the word of God is the person who desires to do the will of God.
那些珍视神话语的人就是渴望按着神的旨意而行的人。
And so the desire to do God's will comes from a new heart we receive through the gospel.
所以那种遵行神旨意的渴望是从我们 因着福音而领受的这颗星星而来。
The second way we respond to the word of God is to respond in obedience to what He's revealed about His will in Scripture.
第二种我们回应神话语的方式，就是去回应和遵从他已经在圣经当中告诉我们的他的旨意是什么。
There are specific places in Scripture where God tells us what His will is.
圣经当中有很多地方具体的提到了神向着我们的心意和旨意是什么。
1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, "Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you."
帖撒罗尼迦前书五章十八节说，凡事谢恩，因为这是神在耶稣基督里向你们所定的旨意。
And so God's will for us is that we would be thankful.
所以神向着我们的旨意就是要我们要凡事谢恩。
1 Peter chapter 2 verse 15 says, "For this is the will of God, that by doing good you should put to silence the ignorance of foolish people."
彼得前书二章十五节说，因为神的旨意原是要你们行善，可以堵住那糊涂无知人的口。
And so God's will for us is to walk in good works.
所以神向着我们的旨意是要我们行善。
1 Thessalonians 4 verse 3 says this, "For this is the will of God, your sanctification, that you abstain from sexual immorality."
帖撒罗尼迦前书四章三节说到，神的旨意就是要你们成为圣洁，远避淫行。
And so God's will for us is that we would be holy and pure.
所以神向着我们的心意是我们要过一个圣洁的生活。
Now listen, at this point, some of you are asking, what do these verses have to do with me making big life decisions?
所以这时候也许你们当中有些人在想说，这些道理和我自己做我人生当中一些重要决定有什么关系呢？
And the answer is they have everything to do with your big life decisions.
我对你的回答是，这跟你人生当中所做的每一个重大决定都有关系。
Because if you're not willing to be obedient to the clearly revealed will of God in Scripture, why would He give you more insight into other areas of life?
因为如果你连这些圣经上面清楚明白的神的旨意都不愿意去遵行的话，那神为什么要向你启示那些其他更具体更细节的旨意呢？
One of the ways that God leads us is through our obedience to His word.
神引导我们的方式就是通过我们对他话语的顺服。
Listen to what Proverbs 11 verse 3 says, "The integrity of the upright guides them."
箴言十一章三节说到，正直人的纯正必引导自己。
But the crookedness of the treacherous destroys them.
奸诈人的乖僻必毁灭自己。
One of the ways we receive guidance from God is by walking in integrity.
我们能够明白神话语的方式就是我们行在正道上。
That means that if we're walking in sin, we won't have the clarity we need to know if we're walking in God's will.
如果我们还在罪中行的话，我们就不会有那个清楚的认识可以使我们明白神的旨意。
Oftentimes our vision will be clouded and we'll be unsure of what path to take.
很多时候当我们在罪中行的时候，我们的眼睛是迷糊的，所以我们不知道哪条路是我们该走的。
And so this means for us that it matters what we do in secret.
而这对于我们而言就是你在私下所做的一切事情都是要紧的。
It matters how we live our lives.
你真正生活的方式是很重要的。
The things that we watch, the words that we say, the way that we conduct ourselves, it all matters when it comes to walking in God's will.
那些我们看的东西，我们说的话，我们的品格，当我们要走在神的旨意，遵行神的旨意的那条路上的时候，那些私下的事情都是很重要的。
And so God is gracious, and He can even lead us in spite of us.
当然，我们的神是蛮有恩典的神，不论我们怎么做，他都有办法来引导我们。
But oftentimes we lack the confidence to make decisions when we're walking in disobedience to God's word.
但是很多时候，当我们 不顺服神话语的时候，我们自己都没有做出决定的信心。
There will be times when we're unsure of making certain decisions, but if we're walking in integrity, we can walk confidently, knowing that God will be faithful to lead us.
如果我们行在神正直的路上的话，即使在那些我们非常犹豫，不知道我们的选择是否正确的时候，我们也可以凭着信心向前。
Remember, the integrity of the upright will guide them.
因为我们会相信神的旨意，他会忠实的引领我们。记得，正直人的纯正必引导自己。
Another way that we discern the will of God is to seek God in prayer.
另外一种我们寻求神旨意的方式，就是在祷告中寻求他。
As a believer, you have something that the world doesn't have, a relationship with the living God.
你作为一个基督徒，你有这个世界上其他人所没有的，就是一个和那个又真又活的神真实的关系。
Do you understand what that means?
你知道这意味着什么吗？
It means that you don't have to figure it all out.
意味着你不需要，解决所有的问题。
You don't have to be weighed down with heaviness and continue to stress about your future.
你不用背负那个沉重的重担，不用背负那个把自己的未来攥在自己手里的压力。
You've been given the opportunity and the ability to pray to the all-knowing, all-powerful, all-loving God.
你有这样的特权和机会和能力去向这位全知全能全然爱你的神祷告。
The one who invites you to cast all your cares upon him.
那个邀请你把你所有的重担都放到他面前的主。
The one who knows all the details of what could happen and what will happen in the future.
那个知道未来一切的可能性，知道未来要发生什么的主。
We can't afford to see prayer as a chore. We've got to recapture our vision for what prayer really is.
我们不能把祷告当作一个琐碎的任务，我们必须要明白，祷告到底是什么。
It's an amazing opportunity that we've been given to come boldly to the throne of grace.
那是我们所给予的一个，奇异的特权和机会，让我们可以坦然无惧地来到神施恩的宝座前。
And this blessing has been given to us through the cross of Jesus Christ.
而这样的祝福是通过主耶稣在十字架上为我们做的牺牲而成就的。
And so we pray through life decisions.
所以我们可以为我们生命当中的决定来祷告。
We don't just try to figure out what the best option is.
而当我们这样做的时候，我们不仅仅是试图找到那个最优方案。
We don't just lean on our own understanding, we put our trust in the Lord.
我们不只是依靠我们自己的聪明，我们自己的认识，而是我们把我们的信心放在主那里。
As we acknowledge the Lord, He will be faithful to direct our paths.
如果我们认识他，如果我们愿意，把这样的权柄还给他，他就会向他，他就会用他的信实来带领我们的道路。
And so we pray as Jesus taught us to pray, Your kingdom come, Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
所以我们的祷告就该像主耶稣所教导我们的那样，说愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
When Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane, in Luke 22, he was under great distress.
当耶稣基督在克西马尼园的时候，就像路加福音22章所记载的，他面临着心中极大的压力。
He cried out, Father, if you are willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done.
但是他说，父啊，你若愿意，就把这杯撤去，然而不要成就我的意思，只要成就你的意思。
We bring our deepest desires before the Lord, and we submit those things to Him, knowing that ultimately His will is the best thing that we need.
我们把我们最深的渴望带到神面前，但是我们让神来掌权。我们知道，最终他的旨意成就，就是对我们最好的结果。
And so we pray for God's will to be done, even when we're not sure how God will answer.
所以我们祷告愿神的旨意成就，即便我们不知道神到底会怎么样回应。
One author says, God will either give us what we ask or give us what we would have asked if we knew everything He knows.
有一个作者说，神要么会给我们我们所向他求的，要么就会给我们那些那个如果我们知道一些他所知道的我们会求的东西。
And so when we pray, we lift up our request to God, but then we acknowledge that God knows best.
所以当我们祷告的时候，我们把我们一切的需要带到他面前，但是接下来我们承认他知道什么是最好的。
But what's the result of prayer?
所以但是祷告的结果是什么呢？
What happens when we pray?
我们祷告的时候会发生什么呢？
Listen to what Paul says in Philippians 4, 6 and 7.
我们来听保罗在腓立比书四章六到七节是怎么说的。
Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神。神所赐出人意外的平安必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。
And so notice what happens as we pray.
所以注意我们祷告的时候会发生什么。
We're able to experience the peace of God.
我们会有机会去经历神所赐的平安。
A key to understanding the will of God is to experience the peace of God.
明白神旨意的一个关键就是去经历这种神所赐的平安。
The Apostle Paul in Colossians 3:15 says, And let the peace of God rule in your hearts.
保罗在哥罗西书说，又要叫基督的平安在你们心里做主。
The language here speaks of letting God's peace be the umpire, letting him be the one that calls the shots.
这里的原文所指的是让神所赐的平安成为我们心中的裁判。去依据神的平安来做这些决定。
Isaiah 55 verse 12 says, For you shall go out with joy and be led forth in peace.
以赛亚书55章12节说，你们必欢欢喜喜而出来，平平安安蒙引导。
And so over and over again throughout scripture, we see that one of the ways that God leads us is by giving us His peace.
所以在整本圣经当中，我们不断的看到神带领我们的方式之一就是给我们他所赐的平安。
If you're praying about something and you don't have peace about a certain decision, that might be God letting you know that He has something else for you.
所以你当为一件事情祷告，但是你心中感受不到那种神所赐的平安的时候，就有可能是神让你知道他可能另有计划。
And when this happens, the tendency for us is to try to make something happen.
但是当这样的感受发生的时候呢，我们就会有个倾向，是我们想自己来做一些别的事情。
We try to force it and make our own path instead of trusting God to open up a door.
我们试图用我们自己的方式来解决，要规划自己的道路，而不是相信神会引导我们。
The Scripture will call us to wait on the Lord.
圣经会呼召我们来等候神。
It doesn't mean that we just sit around and do nothing. It means that we actively wait on the Lord.
这不意味着说你就待在那里什么都不做，而是我们可以积极主动的来选择等候神。
The Scripture uses the imagery of God opening up doors for people.
圣经用比喻来说，就好像是神要不要为人开每一扇门一样。
Listen to what the Apostle Paul says in 1 Corinthians 16, 8 and 9.
保罗在哥林多前书16章8到9节说。
He says this, But I will stay in Ephesus until Pentecost, for a wide door for effective work has opened to me, and there are many adversaries.
但我要仍旧住在以弗所，只等到五旬节，因为有宽大又有功效的门为我开了，并且反对的人也多。
And so Paul understood that God had opened up a wide door for him in Ephesus.
所以保罗明白神在以弗所为他开了宽大又有功效的门。
This tells us that the door wasn't always open, but in God's timing, he opened it up for Paul.
这就告诉我们那扇门不是一直都是开的，而是按着神的时间，神为保罗开了这扇门。
In other words, the opportunity wasn't always there, but Paul was able to discern when God was opening up that particular door.
或者说那个机会不是一直在那里的，但是保罗，有这个能力去明白神在那个时候为他开了那一扇门。
And so we need discernment to know when God is opening up doors for us.
所以我们是需要去明白神才能够知道神在什么时候为我们开了门。
In light of our careers, the ministries, relationships, we want to go through the doors that God is opening.
在我们的职场中，在我们的事工中，在我们与人的关系当中，我们都想要去走进那些神为我们所开的门。
But just because God opens a door for you, it doesn't mean that it won't be met with opposition.
但是神为你开了那些门的时候，这不意味着你不会你不会遇到反对的声音。
Paul said in the scripture that there were many adversaries.
保罗在圣经上说，并且反对的人也多。
Sometimes opposition comes with an open door.
很多有些时候，神虽然为你开了门，但是随着那个门的打开，反对的声音就来了。
Some of you might feel like God has opened up a door for you, but then you experience opposition.And you become discouraged.
你们中的一些人，也许你就算明白那是神为你开的门，但是当你遇到反对的时候，你就灰心了。
We think that if there's opposition, I must have done something wrong.
我们有的时候会想说，如果有人反对的话，估计是我做错了什么。
But opposition could actually be a sign that you're right where God has you.
但是其实反对可能正是神要把你放在那里的原因。
And so if you're in this place, I pray that the Lord would encourage you with His truth this morning.
所以如果你正在那样的境况当中的话，我向神祷告，你在今天早上可以从他的真理里面得到鼓励。
The last thing I want to look at in regards to discovering the will of God is to allow the Holy Spirit to lead you.
我们在这个如何明白神旨意上面要分享的最后一点是允许圣灵来引导你。
If you're a believer, the Holy Spirit of God is inside of you.
如果你是一个基督徒的话，神所赐的圣灵就在你里面。
The Holy Spirit is leading you.
圣灵正在引领你。
Romans 8:14 says, "For all who are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God."
罗马书八章十四节说，因为凡被神的灵引导的，都是神的儿子。
And so we have the witness of the Holy Spirit inside of us.
所以我们在我们里面有圣灵同我们的良心做见证。
He wants to lead you into all truth.
他想要带领我们进入一切的真理。
He wants to help you be more like Christ, but he also wants to help you in making these big life decisions as well.
他希望帮助你变得更像基督，而且他也希望帮助你做你人生当中的每一个决定。
There are times where I sense that the Lord is leading me to do something and I'll seek out some confirmation.
有很多时候我会觉得说好像神要引导我去做什么事，那我就会向我周围的人寻求印证。
Oftentimes he'll use a sermon or someone in the church to confirm the direction that he wants me to go.
很多时候他会让我听到一篇讲道，或者是使用教会当中的某个人来向我确认那个是他想要我去往的方向。
And so because the Holy Spirit indwells the people of God, God will use believers to affirm the direction or the decision that you're seeking to make.
因为有圣灵内住在神的子民当中，神就会使用所有的信徒来帮助我们确定我们要走的方向，或者是我们要做的决定。
I've received many timely words and wisdom from believers that have saved me from making bad decisions.
我在很多时候都有听到非常及时并且非常智慧的话语从弟兄姊妹那里来 帮助我避免做很多错误的决定。
And I receive words that have helped me and give me guidance in ministry.
我也听到很多鼓励的话，或者是能够引导我更好的服事的话。
I've received encouragement from the body of Christ in times when I've been discouraged.
当我觉得沮丧的时候，神子民的话总是会给我鼓励。
And so as we're seeking God's will, we want to be sure to be open to the people of God.
所以当我们寻求神旨意的时候，我们要向神的子民，我们的弟兄姊妹敞开，能够接受他们智慧的话语。
As we're seeking God's will, there might be times where we feel heavy with fear.
当我们寻求神旨意的时候，有的时候我们也会觉得那个恐惧很大。
What if I make a wrong move?
万一我做错了选择怎么办？
What if I end up regretting this decision?
万一我决定了之后后悔了怎么办？
I want to encourage you, don't be afraid of stepping out.
我想鼓励你不要惧怕做出那个决定，踏出那一步。
There will be times in life when we think we're on the right path, but then realize later that maybe that's not what God had.
我们的生命当中会有时候是我们以为我们在正确的道路上面，但是我们后来发现那可能不是神的旨意。
I want you to know that it's not the end of the world.
我希望你们知道那不是世界的尽头。
The Lord will be faithful to redirect you.
神是信实的，他会重新把你带到正确的路上。
In the book of Acts, we see that for some reason, the Holy Spirit forbid Paul from preaching in certain places.
在使徒行传当中，我们看到出于某种原因，圣灵阻止保罗去小亚细亚讲道。
The Holy Spirit forbid Paul from preaching in Asia.
圣灵阻止他去那里讲道。
And then he goes to another place, but it says that the Spirit of Jesus didn't allow him to go there as well.
然后他跑到另外一个地方去呢，圣经说圣灵又不让他在那个新的地方讲道。
We're not sure why that happened or what that looked like.But it's encouraging for us to know that God can redirect us to be on the right path.
我们不是特别清楚当时到底发生了什么，或者是那为什么要发生，但是这对我们来说是一个鼓励，让我们看到神总是可以把我们重新导到那个正确的道路上。
And so my prayer for us this morning is that we would respond to God's word, that we would seek Him in prayer, and that we would allow the Holy Spirit to lead us into all that He has.
所以今天早上我为我们所有人的祷告，就是我们会回应神的话语，我们会在祷告中寻求他，并且我们会让我们会允许圣灵来带领我们进入一切的真理。
I want to close with Hebrews chapter 13 verses 20 through 21.
我想用希伯来书13章20到21节来作为我们今天的结束。
It says, Now may the God of peace who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus,The great shepherd of the sheep, by the blood of the eternal covenant, equip you with everything good that you may do his will, working in us that which is pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen.
经上写到，但愿赐平安的神，就是那凭永约之血使群羊的大牧人，我主耶稣从死里复活的神。在各样善事上成全你们，叫你们遵行他的旨意，又借着耶稣基督在你们心里行他所喜悦的事，愿荣耀归给他，直到永永远远。阿门。
Amen. Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Lord, we thank you so much for your word.
主啊，我们为着你的话语感谢你。
We thank you that you've revealed your will in your word.
我们感谢你通过你的话语，你向我们显明你的旨意。
We thank you that you desire to lead us.
我们为着你想要引导我们而感谢你。
And I pray that you would lead us in the decisions that many of us are facing.
我们为着我们在座中许多人所面对的一切人生决定向你祷告。
I pray that you'd help us to trust in you with all of our hearts.
我们向你祷告，让我们能够把我们一切的信心放在你里面。
If there's areas where we're walking in disobedience to your word, I pray that you would help us to get back on the right path.
如果我们正行在你所不喜悦的路上的话，我们就祷告你会把我们带回那个正路。
I pray that we would experience your peace as we seek you in prayer.
我们祷告，当我们在祷告中寻求你的时候，你就会赐下从你而来的平安。
And that you would open doors that no one can shut.
你会打开那没有人能够关上的门。
I pray that we would trust in the Holy Spirit that you would lead us and guide us into what you have.
我们祷告，希望我们能够，相信圣灵能够带领我们进入你的一切真理。
And that you would give us words for people and give wisdom to us from people in the church.
你会使用我们，向别人说你的旨意，也会使用，众弟兄姊妹向我们说你的旨意。
We love you. We thank you for all that you've done.
我们爱你，我们感谢你为我们所做的一切。
In Jesus' name.
奉我主耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Amen.